Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here. Welcome back to The Calm Within. You know that feeling when your mind feels like it's running a marathon with no finish line? That's just buzzing around, anxieties piling up, and you're left wondering where to even begin to untangle it all. Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that's constantly on, demanding our attention, and frankly, it can leave us feeling pretty frazzled. But here's the secret weapon. Journaling. No, I'm not talking about those dusty diaries your grandma kept hidden under her bed. This is about creating a space for reflection, for processing those thoughts, feelings, and experiences that are swirling around inside you. It's about turning the chaotic whirlwind into a calm ocean where you can navigate your emotions, understand yourself better, and ultimately grow as a person. So, how do we actually make journaling a part of our daily lives? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways. 1. Start small. Don't feel like you need to write a novel every day. Begin with just 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Set a timer if you need to, and just let your thoughts flow onto the page. It's not about perfect grammar or storytelling, it's about capturing those raw emotions and observations. Think of it like a brain dump, get everything out there. Find your flow. There's no right or wrong way to journal. Some people prefer bullet points, others stream of consciousness writing, some even doodle their thoughts. Experiment with different styles until you find what feels natural and comfortable for you. You could even try using prompts like "What am I grateful for today?" or "What's one thing that made me smile?" to get your creative juices flowing. 3. Make it a ritual. Consistency is key. Treat journaling like an important appointment with yourself. Find a quiet space, maybe light a candle, sip on some tea, create a little ritual around it to make it feel special and encourage you to stick with it. Ever heard the saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure? Well, consistent journaling can be your preventative measure against feeling overwhelmed and emotionally scattered. 4. Embrace the power of reflection. Don't just write about your day, take time to reflect on what you've written. Look for patterns in your thoughts and feelings. What are the recurring themes? What challenges are you facing? What are you proud of? This introspection can help you gain clarity, make better decisions, and ultimately, lead a more fulfilling life. Think of it like looking back at a year-long road trip. You wouldn't just focus on the destination, right? You'd also reflect on the incredible landscapes, the funny moments with your travel buddies, and even those unexpected detours that made the journey truly memorable. 5. Be kind to yourself. There will be days when you don't feel like writing. That's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just remember, journaling is a tool for growth, not a punishment. On those days, try a quick brain dump. Even just jotting down 3 things that are on your mind can be helpful. And hey, sometimes the best thing you can write is simply, "I'm taking a break today." Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom of 2 who's constantly juggling work, kids, and household chores. She's feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and like she's barely keeping her head above water. But then she starts incorporating a simple journaling routine into her day, just 10 minutes before bed, to reflect on the day's events and jot down any thoughts or worries that are swirling around. Suddenly, Sarah feels lighter. She's able to process her emotions more effectively, prioritize what truly matters, and find moments of peace amidst the chaos. See? Journaling doesn't have to be complicated. It's about creating a space for self-discovery, reflection, and ultimately, personal growth. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Start small, find your flow, make it a ritual, reflect deeply, and be kind to yourself along the way. And who knows? You might just surprise yourself with what you discover within those pages. Ready to take that first step? Grab a pen and paper or fire up that digital note app and give it a try. Share your thoughts with us on social media. I'd love to hear about your journaling journey. Until next time, keep seeking that calm within.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.